Okay, we're ready to go on the air. Everybody in their places. Air time in 10 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're on. Hello, Ms. Blue. How are you today?
Well, I'm feeling fine. How are you, Mr. Blue?
Well, Miss Blue, I never saw you so pretty in your little gingham gown and your mussed-up hair there. I'm thinking that you must have some love life in your secret past that's come to light here and make you shine like this. Well, plenty. I got plenty of love life in my background, man. You don't know what you're looking at here, but one of the oldest lovers of all time.
Well, I can understand plenty old. I don't know about all time, but I realize that you are pretty old.
Man, I'm not old at all. I'm a young old lover. I'm a old young lover. I got plenty of people to love. I got a wife back home that's the sweetest thing that ever did walk down Moorhead Avenue.
Well, I didn't know that. I didn't think you'd ever been married.
Man, I've been married a long time. I'm soon gonna be married 30 years. 30 years, man. Huh, 30 years? Why, that's about as old as I am, yeah. I know that. I know you was about 30. Mentally, but you're about 65 physically. Okay, what are you going to do now? Well, I'm going to talk to my baby back home. Hello, honey. How you? How you and little old Cindy making out? Are you making out good?
I'm making out good. I'm kind of lonesome way over here, but I'm making out good. I ain't making any more money than I did when I started, but I'm getting pretty broadly educated. Yes, sir. I'm finding out that every day that I'm over here is one day shorter that I'm coming back to see you, and one day longer since I seen you last, and that's pretty hard to cut. That's pretty hard to figure out whether I'm getting happier by being shorter or getting sadder by being longer. Now, you help me figure that out, will you? And I'm glad that I happened to get on the air tonight, which reminds me that this is my last tape. I've run through a dozen of them in, boy, less than a month, I guess. You must have tapes running out that back bedroom. I hope your latest ones sound good. The last, let's see, did I get a good, no, I haven't sent you, I haven't received a letter from you yet where you received a good tape. You received a good letter after two bad tapes. And I received your letter that said you received a letter. But it's kind of hard for me to keep these tapes for some reason or other. They're always running out of something. Now, I had a system set up where I'd buy these small spools for 15 cents and buy me a big tape for $2, and I could make me a dozen tapes for less than a half a dozen of the others. But they run out of everything. They run out of the little spools, and then they run out of tape, and now I got all the tape I need, but I haven't got any more little spools. So I'll have to look around here and get some of them tapes that's been sent to me and take the tape off and put on new tape. But I'll get one to you every so often. Every so often. Well, your last letter was full of spring. Time in the Rockies, grass was getting green and the trees was budding and your yard was just about more than you can handle. So, Why don't you hire somebody, some little boy or big boy, to get in there and rake it up for you? I'm sure that you could probably get somebody to do it if you got a stick big enough and stayed out there with him and beat him. But maybe not. Maybe you won't be able to do that. Well, let's see. Today I haven't got much to tell you that I didn't tell you yesterday or the day before, except this is Tuesday night, and I seem to have gotten lost someplace in today, because I've been trying to kick up my payday and deliver my payroll, and I got that done. And now the thing that I want to talk about is that up in Da Nang, while I was up there, I talked to one of the guys that has a job, the same thing I do here, only he's a bigger deal. I asked him, how about coming to work for him, and he gave me a long song and dance about his position being hard, not the position being so hard, but they can't fill it because with guys like me, because they've got a bunch of twos and threes out here that they got a place. And so there's a young fellow that came out of Washington. He's a personnel man, and he's sitting up there in the personnel office, assistant to the personnel guy. And when I was coming out, I've been kind of worried about leaving this place because there's nobody. I don't have any assistant, and there's nobody I can leave it with, a civilian that's had any experience at this. And so I got to talking to this young assistant up there. Not young, he's kind of an old guy, but he's young out here. And I said he steered me on talking to this guy about a job up there. So then I said, how about you coming down and visiting us? He said, hey, I'll tell you something else. You know, they're cutting out one of these positions here, and I think it's going to be mine. What if I came down and relieved you? And I said, that'd be real good. I said, because I'm not coming back to Quan Nai, and you can come down there, and there's a good billet there for you. Nice, you can do all the work without any trouble. And I said, why don't you come down and visit? He said, okay, I've got to come down Tuesday, which is today. He said, I'm coming down to count your money, so we'll take a look around. So he came down today, and we got together, and he counted my money, and I have had him all day showing him the job, and the boss is all for it. He wants to keep him here then when I leave, see? Until I come back. Now, if I come back, then he'll go back, and if I don't come back, he can plug for the job, because it's a pretty good job. So the guy's name is Granados, and he's been down here all day with me and fooling around. That's why I couldn't think of what I was doing today. I was doing something off the beam, not that I usually do. So I guess I shot today, but then I guess that's the way it goes. These days get shot all the way. But I'm still thinking about Colorado. This personnel guy said, don't listen too much to what they said in Da Nang about the position. He said, these guys are professionals and they jockey around, and so you never know too much. He said, What you've got to do is get to Saigon and talk to the personnel people down there. They've got lots of jobs around the country, probably. But I don't know whether they have or not. Anyway, that's where I've got to go, to Saigon, to talk to them. So as soon as I get my physical out of the way, and I've got to go to Da Nang again tomorrow night, as soon as I get my physical out of the way, then I think I'll head down to Saigon to see Lou Warman, and probably see these personnel people and see if there's some kind of a job they can line me up with before I go out. If there is, I'll come back. If there isn't, I'm not too concerned about it. It's no great thing. It's not going to break us. If we don't come back, we've got what you've got in the bank and a little more. So I think we'll be right on the button. And I think you're going to have a good time with this old boy when you get to see him again. Because he's kind of anxious. This is a long 6 months, as I knew it'd be, but we're under the 60-day period. The first thing you know, it'll be the 1st of May. By the time you get this on tape, it'll be the 4th or 5th. I hope it don't take that long, but it might. But that'll still be closer to the 30-day period. When she gets to be about the 20th of May, you can say, boy, Carly's packing his bag now. Well, I told you I was going to buy a new tape recorder, a tape deck, and mics, speakers. And they cost me about $300. So I'll send them. And I'm going to try and buy me some golf clubs. I'll send them. I haven't done it yet, but I will. I'll send them as soon as I can. But I can sell this deck out here for 2/3 of what I pay for the new one. So I'll be well ahead. I think I can afford $100 for a set. And if I sell it to a friend, I'll sell it for 2/3. If I sold it to one of the Vietnamese, I could make money on it and get a new deck too. I could probably sell this for about $400 with the speakers. That's a lot of piastres. A lot of piastres. I'd have to turn a lot of piastres into bullion money. But that's all right. Tonight we had a real good dinner. Ed Dillery went to Da Nang, and Granado stayed here with us. So I asked Banop to fix up some pork chop, and she had made some jello. You know, she can make that stuff now that you sent out here. And she made some jello, and she's cooked some meat up real good. And boy, I'm sure having a hard time with this belly. It's sticking away out like I might have a goiter, or not have one of them tumors in there. I don't know. It's sticking out quite a ways, and I think they found tumors in people as big as cantaloupe, right? Maybe I got a tumor in there. It isn't too hard to carry. It's kind of comfortable sagging around. As long as I get in the right size drawers, I am very uncomfortable in my 36s anymore. Boy, I get tired by the end of the day when I wear 36s. But I'm not complaining too loud, because I know a guy can get skinny when he gets the crud. And although I've been away from the crud, and I've got away from the skinny too, who knows, you might catch the crud anytime, and then you got it, boy. You got the crud and skinny, and Then you're back to 36 again. Then you don't know whether you feel too good. You might do a lot of things and overtax yourself, oneself. But we'll leave that to old Carl Williams. He'll take care of that some way. He's always having to do that. We won't bother him too much. He can go ahead with his old fat belly if he wants to. But you and I, we'll live a little different life. We'll sneak away from old Carl. He wants to get fat. Okay, let him get fat. You and I'll just go someplace else and live our own little life. He can live fat and happy wherever he wants to. But you and I are going to live in the trailer. We're going to sail up and down the mountain. And what else are we going to do? What are we going to do? And watch television and the baseball games, I guess. That's about all there is to do, is it not? Back there, if you're not working for a living, you're living for the television. I'm glad to hear that old Larry is starting to live and writing nice and exciting letters home. I don't know, they probably